Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw Matt Chat. This is the show where we solicit questions in video form from around the world, our $20 per month and up patrons, to get their faces and questions, debate topics right here on Matt Chat. Very exciting. The show is back every single Sunday right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson or wherever fine podcasts can be found. Be sure to leave a rating or a review if you're listening to Matt Chat in audio form. If not, you can always go to, if you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, the notify bell. Leave us a nice comment or a like. Share the information with a friend of yours.
Yes.
A friend of yours.
Yes.
I'm just all the different ways you can experience this and share it and give us love. If you want to give us money, you can do that too at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
And if you give $20, you too can submit a question.
That's right.
Debate topic to Matt Chat.
Just keep it 45 seconds and less and you're on the show.
Yeah. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. Neither of us are wearing our shirts, but we have shirts.
We should. We're terrible at that. A lot of great questions. Of course, we're only a week away. Yeah, that's right. Today is 1 week away from Le Royal Rumble.
Correct.
And it's very exciting. So we've got some questions with regards to the Royal Rumble, but we have a bunch of different questions. We are going to start off with one regarding WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
So in tomorrow, we'll officially be on the road to WrestleMania.
No, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. A week from tomorrow. Yeah. Or a week from tonight. When does the road start? The next day or that night?
I guess you could say at the conclusion of the Rumble.
I would think so, yeah. Anyways, our first question is from a friendo named Christian. We'll see what Christian has to say.
Hey, friendos. Christian again here with my first Matt Chat question of the year. Now, it looks like everybody wants AJ Styles to have one of two options to happen to him at the Royal Rumble. One is Balor winning and challenging him for the WWE title and with a club too sweet face-off, or Nock winning the Rumble and us getting the dream match we've had ever since Nakamura debuted. Which is the better option for AJ and why? Thank you guys for everything you do. Too sweet. And good luck with the new office space.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you, Christian. Hall of Fame worthy career, that Christian. Yay.
Yeah.
Not the WWE's.
No, both. Christian.
Both?
Both.
Wow. High accolades from this guy. Oh, man.
We'd like to go first.
Yeah, man. It's Shinsuke Nakamura. Here's why. We've seen AJ Styles versus Finn Balor just recently at TLC. We know what match that can get, right? I'm in it for the great matches, Larson. One of my favorite matches of all time, Wrestle Kingdom 10, I think it was.
Yes.
AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Wow. Huge match. Massive match. AJ, I know, has been sort of alluding to this, teasing this.
Lobbying for it.
Lobbying for this. We've seen various interactions between the two. I believe at Money in the Bank, there was a cool moment between the two where they went at it. They're on the same brand. Now is the time. Now is real to see AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura. Another reason, AJ Styles, he's had his moment in the sun, his time with the WWE title. He will probably get it again at some point down the line if he's going to drop it to anybody at Mania. Anybody who really needs it at this time for the company, for their own career, Shinsuke Nakamura picks up the title win at WrestleMania against AJ Styles. I think people would mark out huge for that. Shinsuke has not seen his potential be reached in WWE. What better way right now than to win the Royal Rumble, go on and face AJ Styles at WrestleMania? Real.
Hey,
go ahead.
You don't get to use real.
I can't.
I get to use real.
Really?
So I'm going with the real rock and roller, Finn Balor. Here's the thing, Steve. To counter what you said briefly. Okay. At first, you criticize the AJ Finn matchup because we've seen it. We've seen Nakamura versus AJ too. I know it hasn't happened recently, but we have seen it. And the thing is,
great.
It is great.
Yeah.
But half the stuff they do in that match, they're not going to be able to do in the WWE.
They're so creative, though. They can.
They're not going to be able to do it. Shoot. Oh, also, Nakamura, zero momentum right now. He wasn't on SmackDown this week. He was on Mixed Match Challenge, lost his match. He's got zero momentum right now. I know right now I think he is the betting favorite to win the Rumble. Odds can change.
Momentum means nothing. You saw on Steven Larson Books Raw the other day live on Twitch how momentum can change with one single match. That match can be the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Real.
But there's got to be a grander purpose, I would hope, behind putting the club with Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
No, they really should call him?
What?
The Real Club. That's what they should
call
him.
That actually is a really good idea.
Oh, no.
That's a really good idea.
Knocked my water over.
I like that.
Give me Finn Balor versus AJ Styles at Mania. Yeah, I know we just saw the match, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The club wasn't involved. Mm-hmm. There's all that backstory, all that history they can mine. Have Finn win the Rumble.
It's kind of like when they called the Ghostbusters TV show The Real Ghostbusters.
The Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Have Finn Balor win the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens. He can't declare for the Universal title, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come for some reason. Minor detail in my story.
Okay,
here.
All right.
Or he just says, it's time for a real main event at WrestleMania. It's Finn versus AJ for the WWE title.
Yeah.
Finn jumps ship with club,
mm-hmm.
goes to Raw,
mm-hmm.
makes that show
oh, yeah.
real entertaining.
Yeah.
What we saw at, was it TLC. Is that what it was?
Yeah, TLC.
Yeah. I think it's a fraction of what they can actually deliver.
Oh, that's true.
The match was announced like the last minute. AJ was on a plane for 18 hours right mm-hmm. before the match. I believe he had food poisoning prior to the match.
Blech.
And I'm guessing they had practically zero time to plan anything.
Yeah.
Give these two guys a storyline, a build.
Mm-hmm.
They can do something amazing.
Yeah.
That too sweet they did at the end.
Oh, man.
Foreshadowing
yeah.
for what's going to happen at Mania
yep.
when you got a battle
mm-hmm.
for the club.
Yeah.
Imagine the allegiances of yeah. Gallows and Anderson, who are friends with AJ and yeah. Finn. Who will they align with?
yeah.
There's so much story to work with there.
Because you want the tag team division jobbers on Raw to...
hey, man, their stock is elevated tenfold yeah. due to being in a real yeah. faction right now.
How about this? AJ says, fine, Finn, you want a shot at my title? First, you got to go through Bobby Roode, the current U.S. title. Finn says, fine, you first, Bobby. Now you, AJ. We've just been watching Prince Devitt promos lately,
yeah.
so we're just ripping off in-jokes from that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's got to be Finn. I would pop hard for
which
Finn
one
versus
do
AJ.
Which one do I really want?
If you ask me what I want for WrestleMania 35,
yeah.
I'll tell you, AJ versus Nakamura.
All right.
Give Nakamura another year to get some momentum, to really establish himself as a main eventer on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So by the time that match happens, by the time Nakamura is in a title match at Mania, it feels inevitable. He can't be denied at that point.
Keep it real, though. Do you really want Finn Balor on SmackDown with that creative staff they got going now? They have no idea what they're doing.
I'm hoping that you put Finn Balor and
creative inspiration
and Balor Club there.
Yeah.
And they can say, okay, here is a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Make that the A story. Finn versus AJ.
Yeah.
I say this all the time. It writes itself. SmackDown has messed up storylines that write themselves before.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll just say that story writes itself.
Yeah, no.
And the crowd would be super into it.
I agree. I have zero faith in SmackDown
no, I don't
right
faith
now.
Faith
but it's a big enough shakeup. It's a big enough shakeup move that who wouldn't love to see that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But
especially right before Mania.
Hey, man, I'll be happy with AJ versus Nakamura.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that, too.
Yeah, either one. Next up from the Professor! JT Hosack. He's got a question about what we can expect after the Rumble. Let's hear from JT.
Hey, everybody. This is JT, the Professor Hosack, with Matt Chat Question. It's been the first one in quite a while. Keep it short. Keep it quick for you, Steven Larson. So the fallout from Royal Rumble. Typically, there's some crazy stuff that happens. I want to know which one you think is going to be better, Raw, SmackDown, and why. Larson, I want you to argue for SmackDown. And Steve, I want you to argue for Raw. And if you have any thoughts on what would make perfect booking to make them even better, that's awesome too. So, which one's going to have the better fallout after the Royal Rumble, Raw or SmackDown? Thanks, guys. Keep it up. Bye.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Professor. Go first. SmackDown, Larson,
okay.
SmackDown.
This is why SmackDown will be the better brand, the better
tall
show.
Tall challenge for you.
Post-Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Because Finn Balor's winning that Rumble, and he's going to SmackDown.
Oh,
he's going to make
man.
SmackDown the real brand.
You know what the problem with you saying that over and over again? Not real. That's great. I love that, even though people get sick of it. The problem with that
with
is
Finn
that
Balor going to SmackDown?
The more we say it, the more it's not going to happen.
Whatever.
It's like Randy Orton.
This whole question is fancy booking anyways.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's going to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. The club's going to SmackDown. Yeah. New A story. That's what they're hitting the reset button this mm-hmm. week. They realize New A story is not Daniel Bryan. He's not being cleared for anything anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be Finn Balor.
It's going to be Finn coming to SmackDown to challenge AJ for the WWE title.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if Finn...
A real A story.
Finn shows up and he's like, Seth Rollins brought back the curb stomp. I'm not getting anywhere near Raw anymore.
That could be.
Now SmackDown is real.
That could be. But for a B story... If they play it right, mm-hmm. you can still have this Daniel Bryan thing going on, but don't run away from the idea that that he might wrestle again.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Yeah,
have him be in situations where he's on the verge of just wanting to punch somebody in the face or drop elbows on somebody or put somebody in a yes lock.
Mm-hmm.
Give us these moments. Add intrigue to the storyline between him and Shane McMahon and Owens and Zayn because there's zero intrigue here.
Yeah.
It's all confusion.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I know they want it to be complex. It's not complex. It's incoherent.
Yeah, well,
it's a huge difference. I'm not done. It's incoherent. If you have A story, AJ Finn, B story, Daniel Bryan, Shane, all this other stuff, you have the start of a real captivating show.
Mm-hmm.
Find some worthy or build up Gable and Benjamin to be they're worthy adversaries for the Usos now, but that storyline doesn't have the intrigue. It's not as captivating as what the Usos were doing with the New Day.
Yeah.
If you hit your two stories at the top of the card, mm-hmm. you have Finn, AJ, Daniel Bryan, Shane, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Tag division, you have mm-hmm. the Usos doing some really cool stuff mm-hmm. with Gable and Benjamin.
Yeah.
And then you kind of hit the restart on the women's division,
mm-hmm.
and you really start... like having Charlotte defend her title,
mm-hmm.
which I can't remember the last time she did that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They've had way too many of these six-woman tag matches, which feature the Riot Squad against three other women mm-hmm. in the SmackDown women's division.
It's all a mess.
It is. Just really establish Charlotte as a dominant champion, turn Becky Lynch heel, have them get into a program that lasts through Mania. Right there, you have the start of really good, captivating wrestling TV. Do all that, and SmackDown will be the better show.
All right, here's the thing. His question is, who will have the better post-Rumble, Raw or SmackDown? The answer is obviously Raw. And the reason why is because the Royal Rumble is literally a week away. If you think SmackDown's going to right the ship with all in all their divisions...
I just did right there.
...within the span of 1 week, yeah, I know, but you're not answering to Vince McMahon, and you don't have like 18 writers on staff, all of whom have no idea what's going on. Raw will continue to be the better show. It'll continue to have the better post-Rumble. The only thing here is if Roman Reigns... this Roman Reigns steroids thing might be nothing or might be it's either nothing or something massive. And I don't know. They have to prepare for it being something massive. And that's a huge deal.
Unless they know it's nothing.
Unless they know for a fact that it's nothing. But I don't know how that could be possible. I don't know, man. Unless they've already been told by like ATF agents or whoever invaded that gym. You know, unless they've been told the DEA that, hey, there's nothing here. You guys are fine, but I really doubt that's going to be the case.
If there's an ongoing investigation, I don't see
they're not going to be giving them information. No. So I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. The bottom line is Raw has Braun Strowman. Raw has Finn Balor until he goes to SmackDown, if that's actually going to happen.
Yeah, he's not on Raw for long.
It's going to be Raw because SmackDown, they're not going to be able to right the ship in a week. So the answer is obviously Raw. I love the passion that you bring to your debate, to your argument, but even you have to agree. The odds of SmackDown having a better post-Rumble are pretty long.
Yeah.
Fairly long.
It's a pretty massive hill to scale to get
to. It's a bummer too, man, because they've got so much great talent there on SmackDown. Yep. You'd figure that stuff would write itself. Look at the lineup. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, and AJ Styles right there.
Bobby Roode. Usos, New Day.
Yeah.
Charlotte, Becky Lynch.
But I'm telling you, I mean, just for the men's singles division, that top four should be just a goldmine
of
inspiration. No, I don't even know who that is. Who? Next up. We got a great question here from Mr. Thayer Thabata.
Yeah.
And he's trying to grow the business. So he's got a question about potential talent that could grow the casual fan base. Let's see what he says.
Hey, friendos. Thayer Thabata here, a.k.a. CM Punk, finds it insulting. And my Matt Chat question today is this. So who do you think would be a better draw for the casual wrestling audience and also bring in new wrestling fans? And... in the WWE. And again, you cannot take into account, under any circumstances the hardcore wrestling fans. Only casual wrestling fans and who would bring in new wrestling fans to the product of the WWE. Would it be A, a properly booked Roman Reigns, or B, a properly booked Kenny Omega? Again, the question is, who would bring in more new wrestling fans to the WWE product and be a huge draw for the casual wrestling fans? And you cannot take into account the hardcore wrestling audience. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thank you, Thayer.
Thank you, Thayer. The answer is Kenny Omega. We don't even know how long Roman Reigns is going to be around, if he's going to be a free man. You know, he might be in the pokey coming up soon with this whole steroid thing going on. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't really know. If you buy steroids, is that illegal? Buying them? I think it's just selling them, isn't it?
Well, I think selling them is the worst crime, yes.
Anyways, okay, so he says, if booked right, if all things are even.
Well, hold on. There's also a major thing. Kenny would have to go to the WWE.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, bring Kenny to the WWE. If he's booked right, then, you know, I'd say the sky's the limit, but Kenny's promos, I'm not sure if they're really suited to the casual fans, to be honest with you. But if you want, look, Kenny is obviously one of, if not the most versatile wrestler on the planet. He can do matches that inspire drama. He can do matches that inspire hilarious comedy. So I would go with Kenny Omega. The guy he's extremely versatile. We've seen Roman Reigns' limited offense. We've seen Roman Reigns' limited charisma, his limited skills on the microphone. His matches, yes, are getting better. He has shown flashes of getting better on the mic. He does have a great look, which appeals to, you know, all sorts of people. But to this day, every once in a while, I'll test out with like various friends of ours if I'm in a conversation. I remember we asked Elliot this on the ETC show that we were on a couple months ago. Do you know who Roman Reigns is? No. I know who John Cena is. Roman Reigns has been around for how long? He's main evented, what, 4 WrestleManias in a row? And still, the casual fan doesn't know who he is? That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed. They can continue to try to ram down our throats, and that's fine. For the WWE audience that's established, they can continue to try to build, you know, good Roman will with us. However, in terms of getting over with like casual fans, I know with John Cena it took even a little while, but man, he's fast going nowhere, I feel. So it's Kenny Omega. The guy is all personality. He's a great wrestler. He's a versatile wrestler. He can do drama. He can do comedy. It's Kenny Omega. That's the answer.
You mentioned Kenny Omega's promos. He's good on the mic, but it's very stylized.
It is. Yeah, that's true.
And that might not appeal to a broader audience.
A broader audience might not understand what, like, an anime villain. Because he sounds like an anime villain. Yeah, yeah,
and also, you know, like his Wrestle Kingdom outfit, his entrance attire was cool, but it didn't. I didn't really, and if you listen to his interview on Talk Is Jericho, there's a whole story behind it, and none of it basically was implemented for his entrance. It would have helped it make a lot more sense.
I feel like, not to cut you out, but I feel like New Japan just tells their guys to go to Michaels and figure something out.
Yeah.
And WWE, they have like probably a whole department of like you know, production design, make sure they get it right.
But anyways, it's like when he does his Wrestle Kingdom entrances, there's nothing subtle about him.
Yeah.
And again, it might not necessarily appeal to a broader audience. Here's what they need to do to book Roman Reigns correctly to appeal to the casual audience.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick him in movies. Just start putting him in movies all over the place.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he is.
Got a good physique. He's got some charisma, especially when he doesn't talk. He can do like soft-spoken action hero pretty well, I think. Just give him a couple one-liners. He'll do it fine. Just put your beef away in the movie minimum 5 times.
Yeah.
And what you got yourself there is a recipe for $200 million box office minimum and a huge crossover star.
Yeah, okay.
Beyond that, book him like they did when he beat Sheamus in Philadelphia WWE title. And by that, I mean punch Vince McMahon a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Just have him beat up Vince.
Yeah.
He'll get over. That's your recipe for getting Roman Reigns.
How did John
over,
Cena...
Over, then movies, crossover audience, he'll appeal to the casual viewer.
Let me ask you something. What would you describe John Cena's getting over with casual fans? The kids loved him. They bought a lot of his merch. They grew up. They knew who he was.
It was his philosophy, I think, appealed to him. The fact that he can be enjoyed by viewers of all ages, young and old.
What's John Cena's philosophy? Hustle, loyal, respect.
Hustle,
what's
loyalty, and respect.
What's Roman Reigns? It's like isolationism. This is my yard.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? That's not a very good, that's not an all-encompassing philosophy.
This is our yard. It's welcoming.
This land is my land. This land is your land.
Yes, yes.
From the ring post to wherever.
To the ramp.
Yeah, to the ramp.
But that's how you do it. He was never more over than he was in that crowd, that show in Philadelphia. We beat Sheamus for the belt.
I know.
And 90% of that is because he punched Vince in the face.
Man, here's you want to get...
You need aggressive Roman. It was a few weeks back. He was super aggressive. People were into it. You need aggressive Roman. Don't have him talk too much.
Yeah.
Keep his words to a minimum.
Man, for casual fans, you need a guy who's Mr. Personality. I think Kenny Omega can be that.
He can, but yeah, I don't think he necessarily Mr. Personality. You need a larger-than-life individual, but doesn't necessarily be solely based on personality. Yeah. Roman Reigns can carry himself larger than life without saying a word.
He can carry himself as a human being. He's so cold. This is my yard. I don't know if that's going to get over with a casual fan base. Look at John Cena. He's cool. He's good being goofy super corny.
Get rid of that corny design of Roman Reigns'
so
vest.
So cheesy, man.
Just go with plain vest.
Yeah.
No, like he had in the Shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's not cool. Vests aren't cool in general. No, I mean...
Action movies. The Shield, the movie. There you go. Shield, the movie.
But the problem with that is exactly what's happened in WWE. Dean and Seth will be the standouts. They'll get more over.
No, that's why you get a script.
Oh, man.
You literally just push Give Dean all the and good Rose lines. Like Roman is the one who's behind the formation of the Shield. He was really the architect behind the scenes.
He's been
playing this human game of chess the entire time with everybody.
How about this? Even better. Roman is the one who snatched up all the territory, all the talent from the territories.
Go.
He's the one who
he
found
Hulk
Hogan.
He showed up on TBS and said that The Shield has bought this programming slot.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The Shield has bought this programming slot.
This is my yard now.
It's on TBS. Oh, man.
That's how you get Roman over. Put him in movies, beating up Vince McMahon.
Who would play better on Nickelodeon? It's Kenny Omega, not Roman Reigns.
Yeah, but that's only one
Roman
demographic.
Roman would just frighten kids. This is my yard.
No, he doesn't frighten kids. Kids love him.
I don't know, man. I see more grown-ups wearing his stuff than kids at events.
Okay.
A little more guys who want to be like Roman Reigns.
All right.
Wearing his stuff and the women who want him to be in them. Sorry, that was gross. It's Kenny Omega. It's totally Kenny Omega. Kenny's so lovable. He's so real.
Yeah, he is.
You watch him in interviews and he's
the right
so
answer.
Real.
I know. I had no choice.
No, you did what
I
you
got
could.
Ridiculous.
You did what was right. You used the opportunity for us to make fun of Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Anyways, speaking of Roman Reigns, a guy who the WWE is trying to shove down our throats.
Make the face of the company.
Face of the company. A.O. Worm has a question about faces of companies. Let's see what he has to ask.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy A.O. Worm here back with another Matt Chat debate. So, within 5 to 10 years, I don't see Roman Reigns being the face of the company, nor do I see Charlotte being the face of the women for the company. That's just my personal opinion. So I want to ask you guys, who do you guys see as the male and female faces of WWE within the next 5 to 10 years? Thanks, Randos. Take it easy.
Thank you, AO Worm.
Thank you.
I think you
Oh, I go,
go
first?
Now. Yes.
Here's the problem looking to the future about 10 years is that you got to take age into account. You got to take into account the fact that there's a lot of wrestlers currently on the independent ranks who might not even be on our radar or the WWE's radar or might not even start wrestling yet.
Yeah.
There might be people who have just started training that have the potential to be the future face of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was inclined to say, well, whoever is the future face of WWE in the men's and women's division in 10 years isn't on the roster now.
Okay. Yeah.
But for the sake of argument.
Yeah, there's even a big difference between 5 years and 10 years.
Yeah, so a huge difference.
Yeah.
But because we got to have a debate, I will say future face of the men's and women's division, WWE, will be Montez Ford.
Wow.
Currently one half of Street Profits.
Yeah.
And his fiance, I believe, Bianca Belair.
Yep.
Both of them have all the charisma in the world.
Yes.
Tons of charisma.
Yes.
Montez Ford is just captivating.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He walks down that ramp, gets in the ring, you can't take your eyes off him.
Hard not to watch him.
Yeah.
Even when his Marty Jannetty's in the ring, Angelo... Dog.
I don't think it's fair to call Angelo the Marty Jannetty.
I love Angelo.
Yeah,
I think
Angelo's
he's
good, too.
I think he's going to have a great career. But even when he's in the ring, you're looking at Montez Ford clowning around on the apron.
Yeah. He's extremely athletic.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a whole lot of what he can do in the ring. Most of the Street Profits matches thus far that have been televised have been relatively short.
True.
So we would need to see more of his in-ring storytelling abilities as a solo competitor.
Correct.
His fiancée, Bianca Belair, was a stand-up performer in the Mae Young Classic.
Mm-hmm.
She carries herself like a veteran, even though I think she's been wrestling for a year or two.
Yeah.
Exudes a ton of charisma, a ton of personality. The braid thing she does is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I did really feel like the sky's the limit for both of them.
Yeah, me too.
Give them another 3 to 5 years of seasoning between NXT and the main roster, and I think in 5 years they can both be massive, 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 massive stars.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. However, I am going to argue for... Actually, you know what? I'm going to say... I'm going to do this. I'm going to say 5 years from now, I think Braun Strowman's still going to be...
He was on my short list of people.
It's going to be Braun Strowman 5 years from now. It might be Ricochet 10 years from now, but 10 years is a long time.
Yeah, he'd be pushing 40 at that point.
It's hard to say anybody 10 years from now. 10 years from now, I'll say this. I think 10 years from now, whoever is the face of the company might have just been starting out wrestling right now. Yeah, they might be...
I said that begin my thing.
It's in their first year of wrestling school right now. Yeah. But I'm going to say... I'm going to say Braun Strowman. I had Ricochet on here. I'm going to say Braun Strowman. I think that he's still... Yeah, I think he's going to be huge. I think he's got, I don't know about Stone Cold levels of being able to draw in the future, but man, I mean, he's got everything. He's got the size. I mean, Vince has often been knocked for wanting a certain type.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look back to the 80s and all the monsters that he was bringing in, all the big Jack guys. Braun fits that, but he also fits... Braun would succeed in any era. You look at how smart this guy is whenever he gives an interview. You look at how articulate he is. You look at how good he is on the mic. You look at how much he's come along in the ring, outside of the ring, how people respond to him, how they've perfectly packaged him. That's a recipe for longevity.
Yeah,
it's easy to say Braun could take the route of like the Big Show, but the Big Show never had... And number one, the Big Show had a great career, but he's never the face of the company. But I feel like the Big Show always sort of, I'll put it this way. This might be a bad comparison. But you know how they always said about Shaquille O'Neal that as great and as dominant as he was, he could have been so much more. But he was complacent with how dominant he could just be without trying. I kind of feel like the same thing might apply to the Big Show.
Oh, maybe.
Big Show will never be considered like the greatest ever. Because there were times when his weight would oscillate.
He got sent to OVW for a while. Yeah.
Exactly. And then there were like some reports of attitude stuff. And eventually he grew up and, you know, he matured and became more professional. But by that time, maybe his ceiling had already been hit.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman, I feel like, can take things to several more levels.
Yeah.
He's so big. He's so good on the mic. He's so good. I could see him on Good Morning America and the host making jokes about how much of a monster he looks, but he's this dude who can dress up in an elf costume and be hilarious. And yet I don't see him as being like the John Cena type who would then go into movies. You know, I think that I think Braun could be the face of the company for a very, very long time. In terms of the women's division, I kind of disagree with AO Worm saying that Charlotte can't be the face of the company for the next 5-10 years. I actually do think she could be. However, if there's anybody who could take that spot, I'd say it's Ember Moon. I think they've had a difficult time understanding how to approach her as a character in NXT. They seem to be settling on just her being her, which I think is a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they can actually write her ship character-wise. I think she has all the tools. She's very young. In the ring, outside the ring, on the mic. I think that she has all the tools to get it together to become the face of the women's division. But, you know, barring that, I think it's Charlotte. I mean, I think Charlotte can be around for a very long time. She's still not that. How old is Charlotte? Is she 30 yet?
I'm not sure.
All right.
The one worry I have about Strowman is the style he wrestles.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not strictly just a brawler bruiser type.
Right.
You know, he is,
oh, she's 31.
Okay. She's 31. Athletic for his size, and I worry that his body might not be able to hold up to the wear and tear of wrestling 250 days a year,
Yeah.
And I worry that might shorten his career in the long run unless he makes some adjustments. But if he makes adjustments, will he be as entertaining?
Mm-hmm. I could see kids loving Braun too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't want to be that?
I know.
You know? And I could see him doing all the Make-A-Wish stuff. Like, he is, he even sounds it. And when I say he could succeed in any era, you look back to like Braun Strowman. That sounds like some dude from the 1910s, mm-hmm. 1930s, mm-hmm. 1920s, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he is truly multi-generational.
Yeah.
So, but I like your answers as well. Next up.
From Nick C.
Yeah, Nick C. He's got a question here.
Hey, Stephen Larson. Nick C. here with my next Matt Chat debate topic. What should be the next first ever women's match stipulation? Thanks, friendos. See you next time.
Thanks, Nick C. I didn't have a good segue for Nick. I feel bad about that one.
Oh.
Not a good segue. That's on me. Who goes first? I go first here.
Yeah.
I don't even have any answers yet.
You want me to go first?
The next history-making women's match stipulation. We've had last man standing, haven't we?
I believe so.
For women? Have we?
Do you want me to go and you can look it up?
Yeah, you go ahead.
All right. Elimination Chamber. I feel like that's the last major kind of gimmick or stipulation match that... the women haven't been involved in yet.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Money in the Bank. We've had Hell in the Cell. I assume we've had cage matches. But we need...
Oh, I know what I'm going to say.
Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
I know Elimination Chamber matches by their nature are kind of hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
But put, you know, put Asuka, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, and... Mickey James,
mm-hmm.
the Elimination Chamber, book it well.
Okay.
And that can be, that could tear the house down.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great. Yeah, it's Elimination Chamber.
All right.
That's what it is.
The correct answer is the Queen of the Wing, the Queen of the Ring Tournament.
Oh.
That's what I want to see, man. I want to see, remember my favorite King of the Ring was probably Booker T.
Yeah.
Because he ran with that gimmick so well. I mean, the Macho King as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever they run with that gimmick after the fact, it's the kind of thing that you don't need a title for. It becomes its own kind of title. Yeah, bring back the... I like the idea that we've heard tossed around for King of the Ring to make that the UK thing.
Yeah.
I give it to the women. I like the Queen of the Ring. I think that's good. You can incorporate, you know, make it like a 32-person,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the Mae Young Classic, but make this all-encompassing. Bring in people from outside the company, everybody inside the company. You have yourself a really interesting thing, and then you can launch a new superstar from that. Bring back the Queen of the Ring. Because I love tournaments, man.
Yeah, tournaments are the best.
I love tournaments.
Tournaments are the best.
There you go. Because I don't know. I mean, there's not a lot that they haven't done already. I mean, what you mentioned, the Elimination Chamber, they've done. We've seen Lumberjack match.
Yep. Seen cage matches of various varieties.
How about this? The Clockwork Orange House of Fun match. I think that was that Raven match in TNA.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds like a TNA thing.
Yeah, it was definitely a TNA thing. Oh, no, we got it wrong. Spin the wheel, make the deal.
Dear.
Anyways, good question, Nixie. Thank you very much. Oh, next up, we love Patrick Sparks. Let's see what Patrick has to say.
Hey, friendos, Pat here. I got a debate for you. So, last night on SmackDown, Bobby Roode became the new United States champion by defeating Jinder Mahal in the finals of their U.S. title tournament. And... with that happening, I'm very happy for Bobby Roode. I'm glad he finally has something to do. But I kind of feel like that the progressing storyline is going to be Dolph coming back and being very upset that Bobby Roode is now U.S. champion when he's the true U.S. champion. And I think that's going to be the feud. So what I want you to debate is why that would be the best feud going forward and why it is terrible, which that's my opinion. So, Steve, you got the terrible side. Larson, you got the good side. Have fun, friendos. Bye.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. No. No. We don't need to see. I mean, by necessity, and Dolph Ziggler's still kind of under contract, probably. He put the title in the middle of the ring and left. By necessity, we have to get that out of the way. But it does not, should not be another feud for Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler to do that. We saw how terrible it was before. Both men literally standing, one guy on the ramp, one guy in the middle of the ring, them forgetting their lines. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, it was so bad. Dolph doing his stupid entrance thing. I don't want to see that. All I want to see is one single match. Dolph comes back, says, wait, I'm real champion. Bobby Roode's like, you literally left your title in the ring. No, you're not. fine, get a ladder out, put both U.S. titles up high up above the ladder, have Bobby Roode win in a 12-minute ladder match, and then that's it. Have him move on to his next feud, which will be against Jinder Mahal.
All right, not Rusev?
Rusev against Rusev Day. There you go. Perfect. Rusev.
Machka.
Awesome. Machka.
No, you're wrong, and you actually said why you're wrong in your argument. They need to get this feud wrapped up and out of the way out of necessity.
One match.
Maybe two.
Single match.
You'll have the ladder match on the pay-per-view, and then the rematch on SmackDown. That'll probably be better. But here's the thing. During the whole feud between Bobby and Dolph,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a 2 out of 3 falls match,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the two matches prior to that, the win was by roll-up.
Okay.
So yeah, someone won, but it wasn't decisive. And the whole thing was like Dolph was trying to say, I'm the best in-ring performer. No one's better than me. Bobby Roode, you're all flash. There's no substance to you as a wrestler. Bobby said, no, there is substance to me.
Yeah.
So, but there wasn't anything tangible for them to really fight over.
Yeah.
Now that there's a title involved, there's something tangible, a prize, something that says, yes, I am the best in-ring performer. They need to fight over that. And that's why this feud needs to continue, at least for 2 more matches.
Nobody wants to see this.
I'm not saying I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm saying to culminate, to finish the story,
yeah,
they need to do it.
I don't want to see it. Just forget about Dolph.
Yeah, Dolph will come back and say, yeah, I'm real U.S. champion. Bobby will say, no, you left it here. Exactly what you said. I'm real U.S. champion.
Yeah.
No. Then we have to fight. They fight. Bobby wins. It's a really convoluted way to put the belt on Bobby Roode. But in the end, Bobby is U.S. champion. He goes on a feud against Rusev or something.
Of course, you know how this is going to end up. A 3-month or a 2-month WrestleMania thing where the pre-show is going to be a ladder match for the U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
Titles. Yeah. Anyways, next up, we've got you loved this question more than maybe any question I've ever seen,
man,
you love.
I'm so excited to answer this question.
I have never seen you mark out for a question like this on Match
Chat. I mean, this really it takes us beyond the realm of just wrestling into metaphysics.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm really excited about it.
From Stevie B, let's see what he has to say.
What's up, friendos? It's Stevie B once again for another Match Chat question. Now, let's say you were the Universal Championship and the Heavyweight Championship. You could embody the soul of that. Which one would you want to be? Would you want to be the Universal Belt, which is on Monday Night Raw, the one that has the most weight, that seems to be put in a different light? Or would you want to have the Heavyweight one? You're on the B show, but you have the lineage. You have the clout, but you're kind of just there on the secondary show. You're not going to be the main event on any co-branded show. Let me know your thoughts, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Stevie B.
Thank you very much. I've never seen a smile on this guy's face like I saw today when you said, what did you say?
My favorite question
of
the week.
You spiritually inhabit this belt, title.
Yeah.
Which title would you be?
Oh, man, it's
go
so
ahead
good.
And explain why you want to inhabit the Universal title.
I want to be the Universal title. Because
I want
to be the Universal title because, you know, at first when it was debuted, it was maligned. People didn't like it. They think it was ugly.
Yeah. Kind of like us.
Yeah. I think based on how they booked it,
mm-hmm.
it's grown into steam. Brock Lesnar's going to carry that thing for a year. But here's the thing. Not only does Lesnar carry it, Goldberg carried it.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, Finn Balor carried it. Kevin Owens carried it.
Yeah,
some accomplished wrestlers have carried that belt. But here's the thing: it's not burdened by the weight of history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new belt. Mm. It's only been around a couple of years, Steve. Less than that.
It's true.
And that's what I like. I don't want to be. I mean, yeah, you have the lineage of the WWE title, mm-hmm. but that's a huge burden to carry. That's not involved in the Universal title. Universal title seems much easier. A bit more carefree. You know, the design is brighter. It's got that red strap mm-hmm. that says, "Hey, I'm to be taken seriously. I'm a title, but also I can have fun."
Yeah. And now you're making media appearances and you're being doled out. Clones of you are going around.
Yeah.
To, yeah.
You win a sports championship. Here you go.
Yeah.
You get something that looks just like me.
Yeah.
I think that's all great.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to be a Universal title.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plus job.
And also right now with Lesnar holding it, I only have to show up a few days
that
a year.
That is actually true.
Be there every week. It just seems like the easier job.
Let me tell you something, man. Here's the thing. If you're title, you want to be hanging out with cool people, right? Brock Lesnar, to be honest, seems like a pill. He seems like a real jabroni. He doesn't seem like he's fun. As fun as you want to be as Universal title, you're hanging out with a guy who doesn't seem like, what are you? He's going to sit there and look at your land. You're sitting there on a bench. You got to look at a bunch of land. I don't want to do that. I want to be hanging out with a guy who is an expert level at N64. We're talking about AJ Styles. The best interview we've ever had was with AJ Styles. And as WWE World Champion, I get to hang out with AJ Styles all day long. I get to hang out and be on the trampoline with his kids, because I've seen it on Instagram. He's got a trampoline for his kids, because guess what? He's great dad. So I want to hang out with great dad, AJ Styles. I'm a history buff, Larson. I love history.
I like history, too.
Hold on a second. Listen to some of these names.
I'm agreeing with you. I like history.
Bob Backlund. Antonio. You know, they don't. Apparently, Antonio Inoki actually won the title off of Bob Backlund.
But they don't recognize it,
right? They don't recognize it, yeah. The Iron Sheik will break your back and make you humble. I was around his waist once. Ew, gross. Hulk Hogan, gross. Oh, yeah, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. Woo. Ric Flair, I was around his title, or around his waist at one point. Ew, gross.
See, I think this
I saw his bell end right
this,
here.
This all strengthens my argument.
Some of these names, man, I'm telling you. Oh, man, Mankind won me. Vince McMahon even won me. Triple H won me a lot of times using his golden shuffle. Even Brock Lesnar won me several times. Give me, I want to be WWE champion, the actual title itself.
Belt, yes.
I want to be the belt.
No, universal title. It's all top belt right now.
You can look back in your life and say, man, I was around the waist of so many great men, so many sketchy, questionable in character men. But in the end, right now, I'm around the waist of AJ Styles.
I like the relative clean slate of the Universal title.
Wear me, great dad. Wear me.
I like to look at land.
No, man. Give me fun. I want to sit there and play some N64 with great dad AJ Styles.
Plenty of N64. Well, you're a belt. You don't get to play anything. You get to watch.
Sit there and watch it. And all the drama of him watching Virtual Pro Wrestler 64 Part 2.
See, if I'm going to be an inanimate object, in my mind, like if I'm there, I'm that belt next to AJ while he's playing N64, I'm going to want to play, and it's going to be torturous for me to sit there and watch it happening and not be able to play World Tour.
You think Brock Lesnar takes good care of the Universal title?
No, he probably doesn't even have it on him when he's
exactly.
at his house.
Exactly. I guarantee you AJ Styles covets it. He has it with him at all times. He wears it to the grocery store. You get to experience the world through the eyes of AJ Styles. Brock Lesnar, his Universal title is probably stuck in a sack somewhere.
That's fine. I like to sleep.
That's terrible.
I feel sleep deprived these days. I could use a good nap.
Well, that's just too much sleeping for my point of view. Next up.
No way.
Next up. What a great question from Stevie Bradley.
Yes, thank you very much.
Anyways, let's get back to some serious business here. I can't think of anybody more serious than Daryl the Cat Takahashi. Let's see what he has to say.
What's good, Steve Larson there? Manny Friendo sat there. It's the cat, Daryl Takahashi. My question for Match Chat this week is, we all know now that King Ricochet is signed with WWE. Let's just assume like, hey, he spends like a week in the performance center to just get the feel of the WWE style of wrestling. And let's say they have enough faith in him to say, hey, let's debut this guy in the Royal Rumble. The question is, assuming that they debut Ricochet at the Royal Rumble, should they book him to win the match? Thanks, boys.
Thank you, the cat.
Thank you, the cat.
You go first.
All right. Should Ricochet win the Rumble? Sure, why not? Super unpredictable. People love Ricochet. I love Ricochet.
He's one of
my favorite wrestlers. He's no longer a free agent. Now he signed up with War Machine and Candice LeRae. They're at the Performance Center at this very moment learning how to wrestle. It's great. Now, to bring him down, the Royal Rumble, hey, we saw it happen with AJ Styles before. He should have won that Rumble in 2015. 2015? Yeah, I think it's 2015.
2016.
Was it 2016? Oh, my God. It's been a day. It's been no time at all.
No time.
Anyways. Yeah, man, have him come down, have him win it. And here's the thing about the Rumble. People don't really care who wins as long as, I mean, well, they do to a degree.
Yeah, they very much care who wins.
Well, kind of.
When Roman won, he got booed out of the building even though they brought out The Rock.
Right. You know why they booed out Roman Reigns? You know why they booed him out of the building? It wasn't just they didn't like him. If they had booked him properly in that match, they would have marked out for him.
Yeah, maybe.
But he took a nap for like 3/4 of the match.
He must be the versatile title too.
Yeah, he definitely does. He'll be the perfect one. You know, it's all in the match itself matters so much. The last moments of the match, the last like 5-10 minutes of the match matter so much in how somebody wins that match. Ricochet winning. He comes out. They say, look, it's Trevor Mann. And everybody's like, what? Well, he used to be known as Ricochet. We're figuring out his name still. But he's going to win the Royal Rumble. Goes on to Mania, face AJ Styles for the WWE Championship. And then I can be around the waist of Ricochet. You go now.
See, that's I like that answer because I love Ricochet. He's one of my favorites.
I love Ricochet.
I love Ricochet more.
You even have his shirt. So I do love him more.
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of his work in the Independence and PWG, as well as his work as Prince Puma and Lucha Underground. That said, I think it's too early for him to win the Rumble.
No way, man.
I don't think he should even be in the Rumble. Because the only way I would be happy with him in the Rumble would be if he was going to win it.
Exactly, but which is what they should do.
I know he's not going to win it because either Reigns, Nakamura, or hopefully real Finn Balor will win the
Rumble. Real rock and roller.
Yeah. I know if the second Ricochet shows up at the Rumble, I know he'll have a decent showing.
There's a second Ricochet?
I know the second. Maybe that's what we'll name him so that we have to deal with like the Marvel copyright issue.
Yeah.
Second Ricochet.
The second Ricochet.
He shows up. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm happy that Ricochet's here, but I know he's not going to win.
Yeah.
So I'd rather wait until he has a year in NXT, dominates, mm-hmm. bypasses 205 Live. I really don't want him to go there.
Okay.
Although if he does, he can put on some great matches against Cedric Alexander, yeah, Mustafa Ali. There's a bunch of really good opponents for him there.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up on Main, gets a year build, and then enters the Rumble and wins it.
Okay.
Because I worry, too, if he enters the Rumble now, then it's going to be a situation where, yeah, we know who Ricochet is, and we love Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
But those who may not know who he is will be like, okay, why is this guy winning the Rumble?
What better way to make a splash?
I agree. I'll make a huge star of Ricochet.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that greatly.
Yeah.
But I want his Rumble win to be a cathartic moment where everybody is losing their minds in celebration,
yeah,
instead of having, you know, fans like us who love Ricochet and know of his work losing our minds, mm-hmm. while you have a bunch of other people in there saying, why did this guy win? How come Roman Reigns isn't winning?
Yeah. Why isn't Roman Reigns winning? Why is second Ricochet winning?
I know. So, like, theoretically, I would love for him to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure when he wins, it's the right time.
Yeah.
It's the right moment. And yeah, a star will be made if he were to win now. But mm-hmm. I think a more massive star will be made if he were to win with proper build.
Yeah. You think Kenny Omega is going to be in the Rumble this year?
Yeah. Confirmed here. Omega in Rumble.
I love that question.
Entering at 22.
You think Kenny Omega is going to be in the Rumble? No. All right. Next up.
Adam Mayhem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Adam Mayhem. When is it? February
3rd.
3rd.
You know, Chaos on Claude Avenue. At the Colonial Theater here in Sacramento.
At the Colonial Theater. We're going to be there.
Adam Mayhem taking on Mecha Wolf 450.
Absolutely, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, hopefully, come check it out.
Hopefully there's going to be popcorn there. Anyways, he's about to cut a promo here on a Matt Chat. Let's see what he has to say.
Buenas tardes, friend of the universe. Bienvenidos to another edition of Chit Chat with the champ. Now, Steven Larson, this is my Matt Chat question. We've all seen that every time there's someone throws a wrench into WWE's plans, they come up with these great ideas, right? Like Kurt Angle coming back, Finn versus AJ, you know, all this really cool things whenever something goes off the rails. And I was wondering, did you guys think that this is because when something needs to get done, you know, at last minute, Vince has less input into it and he's kind of like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, because he needs something to do, and that's when the good thing happens. And whenever it's like with long term, he has a lot more input, and it's when we get crappy booking. What do you guys think? Debate that. See you guys.
Thank you, Adam Mayhem.
Thank you, Adam Mayhem. Oh, man. So I think you go first.
Do I? Yeah, I go first.
Yeah, you go first.
I think when plans have to come together quickly, a la pretty much the entire TLC pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
when a curveball is thrown WWE's way and they have to adjust course, it works because, generally speaking, I think that they aren't given opportunity to stew on various ideas. But specifically, in my mind, this is how it happens. They get a bit of bad news. Roman Reigns has the mumps.
Yeah.
Or meningitis, whatever it was.
Or he's involved in a massive steroid
scandal.
Yeah,
he can't compete at this particular show.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? You have Vince, Kevin Dunn, Triple H,
Pat Patterson,
a few of the writers in a boardroom.
Yeah.
And everybody's just pitching ideas at Vince. And Vince hears one that's like the most fully fledged and says, all right, let's do that, because it's ready to go.
Yeah.
He has no time to think about it, no time to overanalyze, no time to pick it apart, no time really to lose sleep over it.
Mm-hmm.
So he just goes with the most fully formed idea. And so he has far less opportunity to mess it up.
Okay.
That's generally my point, I think, is that he just says, okay, that's the idea. We can run with it now. Go. Because we have a million other things we have to work on. Like, I know Bray Wyatt has meningitis. He can't fight Demon Pumpkin Balor. We need a new idea. You want him to face AJ Styles? They have history? Yeah. Okay, fine.
All right. Yeah, get the real rock and roll in.
Yeah, let's figure out the Shield thing now.
Yeah, okay.
So that, in my mind, that's how it works.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about it. I mean, we kind of argue over the same, you know, the different sides of the same coin. I'm still trying to figure out my argument for this. Do they work better because Vince is less involved?
When
no.
Plans are come together in short order or
because
quickly.
Even you just admitted that he's still involved.
Yeah, but he's less involved. He's not picking apart scripts, rewriting things, calling people to rewrite them at 3 a.m. He's like, all right, this is what we have to do. Do it. So he's not involved in the actual nuts and bolts of the operation because he's got two other things he's got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What you said sounds fine.
It's good. I know.
I feel like you're right. I feel like, you know, something comes up. Like you said, you know, the whole locker room has the mumps now. It's probably how it works. He probably says, but I mean, does that mean he's less involved? Does it mean that does he stew over it less? Then yeah, you're probably right. Is he less involved? He's still calling the shots. He's still the one saying, you know,
he gets a final approval.
Roll with this, you know.
But he's not analyzing every little aspect.
It's probably
of the storyline.
Infuriating for him because he then has, you know, it's out of his control.
You hate losing control.
He can't control somebody else getting the mumps, you know, and he probably figures that he should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a billionaire on paper, so I should be able to control somebody else having the mumps. Well, you know, it is on paper. Stock is on paper.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, it's a good question. I feel like anything Vince is less involved in is good.
Yeah.
You know, that's why he should go and do that.
Yeah, he should only be involved in, like, high-level stuff.
Right, exactly. No, I think he's got...
Like, you know, creative comes up to him with three ideas.
Yeah.
And he gives a stamp of approval on what they actually roll with.
Yeah.
Otherwise, get the heck out of the way.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know, hey, Goldberg might be interested. Vince, is that a good idea? Yeah, bring him in.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Bill.
Hey, we have Goldberg wants to stick around for a couple extra shows. We think he might be, what about putting the Universal title on him?
Yeah. Yes! Yeah. He wants to talk to you, Vince, because everybody wants to talk to Vince.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, I heard you want to do some more shows with us. We're going to make a lot of money together. Hey, that's great, Vince. You're hired. That's what Vince
is. I already signed the contract, Vince.
Good. Next up, let's see here. Oh, great question. We've had this question kind of before.
And he, Waynemaker, assigned us the same positions we had the last time we were posed this question. So we're going to switch it around.
We're going to flip-flop him. His question, let's have him ask it.
Is your UK correspondent, Waynemaker, right here? And my debate question for Matcha is this. With the renaissance of the independent scene, and it's absolutely blowing up everywhere right now, which means that our favourite wrestlers can make a decent living outside the WWE, is awesome. But at the same time, they're all trying and striving to get to the WWE. Now, which is the better option? Is it to be an indie wrestler making money independently on multiple promotions, or is it going to the WWE and doing achieving the zenith of what is the wrestling pinnacle? So Steve, I would like you to argue on the basis of indies, and Larson, I would like you to argue in favor of the WWE. Enjoy.
Thank you, Waynemaker.
Yeah, well, the answer is the WWE. Why wouldn't you want... Here's the thing, all right? So what did I used to want to do, Larson? And some days still want to do?
Work at a call center for a bank.
No, that's what I did. That's accomplished. Mission accomplished. Dream job done with. No, I moved on in life when I wanted to make comic books.
Oh, yeah.
But my dream job was make comic books on my own stories, my own publishing, my own stuff, not going through anybody, right?
Yeah.
But if DC came calling and said, hey, Steve, we're thinking about doing a pornography comic involving Batman and Superman, would you be interested? I'd say yes, because it's working for DC Comics, my favorite character.
This episode of Matt Chat has completely gone off the rails, and it happened early on.
No, it was Stevie Bradley's fault.
No, even before that, my Roman Reigns response to the Facebook copy. That's when it went off.
No, I always thought, you know what? Yes, that would be the pinnacle, is to take on the challenge. Here it is. It's to take on the challenge of reaching the pinnacle, which, regardless of what you think, it's the WWE. It's got the biggest reach, the biggest audience. It's mainstream. It's crossover. It's all that. Is to see if you can generate the same level of, or if you can bring the same level of creativity. Let's say you reach the pinnacle of the indies. You're the Young Bucks. You're Kenny Omega. I know he's in New Japan. It's not the indies. You're, you know, Cody Rhodes, whatever you want to say. You're not in the WWE. You want to see if you can bring that level of creativity, understanding that you have Vince McMahon there with his WWE style, with his team of writers who are sometimes subpar. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not great. You want to see if you can take on the challenge of excelling. If you can be like AJ Styles, who did everything you could possibly do outside of the WWE, come in, immediately make an impact, immediately be the most over guy, immediately be the WWE champion, all that stuff. You want to see if you can do that, if you can raise your game, because that, AJ Styles, in my opinion, is the absolute gold standard for a wrestling career. Do everything you can outside the WWE, build up your name, your brand so much to the point that you can come in and dominate, be the most over guy, the guy that nobody can take their eyes off of. Can you do that? That is the ultimate. So do you want to be in the WWE? Absolutely. That's where you want to be, because that gets you the biggest audience.
Here's the thing with your scenario, Steve, is like when you go to DC to do this comic book involving Superman and Batman, you're not going to be able to call all your own shots. You're going to have to make some compromise when it comes to your creative endeavors.
Absolutely.
And while the large stage of DC in your case, or WWE in this case, can be tantalizing to take on that challenge to see if you can succeed at the highest level at the largest wrestling company in the world, I can see the appeal of going, forging your own path, and try to like the Young Bucks and Cody are doing with this all-in thing, not really be competition to the WWE, but showing everybody you don't need the WWE. Cody Rhodes made $1 million this past year without the WWE. It's the most profitable year he ever had. Young Bucks, from my understanding, regularly make six figures. Top-selling shirts on pro wrestling tees. They will make more money being independent wrestlers than they would being in the WWE. And it depends on what your metric for success is. If your success is supporting your family, buying a sweet house, getting a couple cool cars, but more importantly that, independence, not relying on anybody but yourself to make a dollar and a cent in this business, then you want to be an independent wrestler. You don't be beholden to anybody, much less Vince McMahon. You're going to be able to do what you want creatively, in the ring, on the mic, forge your own path. And if you get to the point, and granted, it doesn't happen to everybody, where you're the stature of Cody or the Young Bucks or Kenny Omega, where you can say, we're going to take on the challenge of selling out a venue that's usually reserved for WWE-type shows and see if we can do it. And if they do, that's going to be a huge, massive success. Again, they're not going to be a direct competition to WWE, but it'll show in very concrete terms that wrestling doesn't, or wrestlers don't need the WWE to be hugely successful.
Absolutely. I agree with you. However, and I think we both agree on this. I mean, the obvious path that you want to do is do everything you can outside the WWE. And then if you want, I do believe,
if you want that icing on the cake, then you do it.
Well,
but if you don't,
I don't know if you'd consider it icing on the cake, or if you consider it, at the end of the day, in your industry, in pro wrestling, in that industry, people remember WWE. When they say, hey, who's the greatest ever? Nobody's going to say Kenny Omega unless he goes to the WWE.
I don't think that's true.
I do. I absolutely do.
If Ric Flair had never set foot in WWE, he would still be in contention with the best wrestler of all time. And I think right now, Okada, from wrestling fans who watch wrestling, they will say without a doubt Okada is one of the best wrestlers, if not the best wrestler in the whole world.
I know, but there's always the question of, well, he didn't do it in the WWE. Because, yes, additional barriers to you in the WWE? Of course you do. Everything you said, you have to compromise, absolutely. But AJ Styles did it.
But I think the ascendance of New Japan, the ascendance of independent wrestling as a whole, is going to make that milestone not as significant in the future.
When somebody goes out to dinner and they're asked a question from, like, you know, their wife's friend or something, what do you do? I'm a professional wrestler. Oh, like in the WWE? Yeah, kind of like that, but not in the WWE.
That's why you need intrepid individuals who are willing to take the challenge and saying there is so much more to wrestling than just WWE.
Yeah, but you know what? They're just going to be like, oh, really? What, did you wrestle at high school gymnasiums or something?
And then
something?
You show them. Yeah, and then Nick Jackson shows this person a picture of the sold out All In show. Said, no, I do it here, and I did it all myself.
Just a picture? Just one picture? Or video. I did our video? Bring it up on
whole
your phone.
Instagram story?
Man, I don't know. I think
whatever path aligns
with
that
Mount Everest thing. Now, Joey Ryan, when people ask, hey, Joey Ryan, when should you ever be? He's like, what, take a big pay cut just to go to WWE? You're absolutely
right.
It's
whatever aligns with your own ambitions.
Absolutely. However, I would think that so many of those guys, I just believe that so many of those guys are like, man, I want to see if I could bring what I bring to the table, that unique thing that I bring to the table. Will that translate on the biggest stage of them all? Because at the end of the day, that's what people talk about. They talk about WrestleMania.
That was my argument when we did the opposite positions.
I know. We did each other's arguments. And it's because they're both true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. It's like what you said. Whatever aligns with your own ambitions. And we've seen, you know, how many guys, hey, go to WWE, go to WWE. Yeah, yeah. You know, some people try it. Some people have no need to try it. Will the Young Bucks want to try it? Maybe.
Some people go and realize either it's not what they wanted or for whatever reason, they just can't do what they want to do. And then when their contract is up, they go somewhere else and find great success.
Yep.
One last question, Steve.
Uno Mas from Bobby Mincy. Let's see what Bobby Mincy has to say.
Hey, friendos. Bobby Mincy here with another Matt Chat question, this time pertaining to pay-per-views for the WWE. I often get lost and confused on the pay-per-views on which one is which brand it is, etc., etc. So what if WWE decided to do one pay-per-view every month, and they were dual brand pay-per-views to where both brands were sponsored on the pay-per-view? They could probably run 4 hours or so, minus, you know, the big 4 or soon to be 5 main pay-per-views every year. But I feel like this would actually simplify it and add some interesting things that happen on the pay-per-views and only on pay-per-views. So you guys tell me what you think. You guys pick which one you guys dislike, etc., etc., etc. Have fun. I love Matt Chat. It being back. Too sweet, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bobby.
Dapper fellow with his little, it's not a turtleneck. Some cool looking sweater he's got going on there from the future. Bobby Mincy talking to us from 2020.
Oh, do I go first? Yes, I do.
Yes.
So back in the olden days of wrestling.
Ye olden days.
And the aughts.
Farmer Brown. Oh, the aughts. Okay.
Yeah, when there were two brands still.
Mm-hmm.
There were times when they put on co-branded pay-per-views. I believe weren't the major four shows, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so they would just switch commentary teams.
Yeah.
Switching the commentary teams is a little awkward, but nonetheless, you're guaranteed one pay-per-view every month.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see all your favorite wrestlers, regardless of brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always cool, and maybe this would lessen it somewhat, but it's always cool when you see the brands come together for any event.
Yes.
They don't have to face off head-to-head and fight,
but
just for everybody to be in the same building. You know, like in SummerSlam 2006, that backstage segment where the club went up to Finn, tried to get it too sweet.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Stuff like that could happen at co-branded pay-per-views. No one has to fight. Just little cool moments like that.
Yeah.
I like cool moments, Steve. Do you like cool moments?
I'm a big fan of cool moments.
So I'm whatever gives us more cool moments.
Yeah,
I'm on board with.
Yeah.
It might help some of the creative aspects too. Now that pay-per-views are going to be kind of like every other month per brand, so there's going to be one pay-per-view generally per month. But every other month for Raw and SmackDown. You know, we like long-term booking, but sometimes having to wait 2 months for a feud to carry on before the blow-off match can happen can seem like an eternity. It could benefit from each brand having an opportunity once a month to culminate feuds move on to something else?
All right, the answer is no. The answer is no, and I'll tell you why. For one thing, it makes episodes of Raw and SmackDown even more special because then they're forced to have their own sort of mini pay-per-view
wild card finals.
Wild card finals, exactly. Thank you. Why SmackDown hasn't gone back to that? Well, I'm not sure, but they really should.
Have we found out what wild card finals mean?
No, we have no idea. I'm pretty sure Raw should have their own wild card finals too. I don't even know what that means. But no, I think the way they've been doing it has been really, really cool. Does it lend to some episodes, to some pay-per-views that just feel like glorified episodes of the brand that they're on? Yeah, kind of, especially in SmackDown's case. It also doesn't help that they just reuse the same stupid sets all the time.
Well, what? I got a point to make.
What?
When Shinsuke Nakamura debuted, we had to wait a month and a half for his debut.
Yeah, that's fine.
If the brand... Wait, what?
Huh? Go ahead.
Did you say that's fine?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's okay.
If they had made Payback a joint pay-per-view, co-brand pay-per-view, we wouldn't have to wait a month and a half. It'd been like a matter of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That wait was forever.
It was for over ever.
Forever.
Over real.
Another reason, co-brand all the pay-per-views.
Nah, man. Because it's special. When they come together, it's when two entities come together, Larson.
Yeah, get cool moments.
It's a special thing.
Neat when things happen.
When things come together.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
Neat things could happen more often if they came together more often.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when you come together more often, it is better.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm going to say no. Keep it to the big four, and then you have, you know, maybe add a fifth, maybe Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Be co-branded.
Well, it's going to be co-branded now.
Yeah, once every 2 months, and you're good. Yeah, there you go.
Wrong. All of them.
They should only do WrestleMania as the only co-branded event.
Agreed.
Yeah. What? All right, this went off the rails a little while ago. This has been Matt Chat. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Again, at the $20 patron mark, you too can have your face on our show. Yeah, that's right. Anyways, that's it for now. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.